Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas, all of our old listeners, many of the new listeners joining us today for the first time. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with everyone here today. And as usual, ACC Global News brings to you today really another very wonderful and inspiring guest, really with an incredible story. We have with us today licensed massage therapist and transformational body coach, Colette Chavez Walker. And she is the founder of Eclectic Healing Guide. And now to everyone tuning in today, anyone, if you're living a life in physical pain, bad health, or perhaps even, let's say, suffering from a disease which really there aren't much answers in modern medicine, there aren't many answers to really treat your pain in modern medicine outside, again, of the opioid painkillers that they have right now. For the people out there that are looking to really heal their body naturally with natural remedies, again, please grab a seat and listen in very closely, because, again, it's possible that the information that our guest today, Colette Chavez Walker, the information she may give may possibly change your life forever. It is now Monday, the 11th of December. And again, I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially many of our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Colette, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, again, just about all of us are now these days. We are also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, right now, it's really no secret that massage, it's more mainstream than ever before. And most people tell you how they really love how relaxed they feel during their massage. But how many people can tell you about their benefits long after their massage is done? Benefits, again, lasting days, weeks, or perhaps even months after you leave your session. What about the people that are tired of being told that there really are no medical reasons for your pain? Again, you'll just have to get used to living with it, or again, take all types of opioid painkillers. Are you the person that intuitively knows if you had the right support, you could find the source of your pain? Again, which is where experts like Colette Chavez Walker can really help you find your inner healer, so you can uncover the source of your pain. And most importantly, realign your emotional, your mental, and spiritual bodies to, again, free your body from physical pain. And again, Colette herself, she has had personal journeys of perseverance through emotional and also physical trauma, like, again, many of us has also faced. She's worked hard. She's had a career that she loved, and she was extremely active. But Colette developed an intolerance to gluten and was later diagnosed with breast cancer. And Colette exhausted every effort in the traditional medical world. And what she started to do was study and find answers through more natural and holistic treatments. And again, she'll touch more on her story, but again, she has a truly incredible story, truly an incredible person. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you licensed massage therapist and transformational body coach, founder of Eclectic Healing Guide, Ms. Colette Chavez Walker. How are you doing today, Colette?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on the show today, Matthew.
Well, we're very happy to have you. And again, we're looking forward to a wonderful show. And again, you really sharing a lot of important information with many of the listeners today in our audience. What I would like for you to share before anything, Colette, who exactly is Colette Chavez Walker?
Well, Colette is a fun-loving person who loves to be in nature, loves to socialize with her friends, trying to make more time for dancing with her friends on the dance floor, but still always loving movement. So whether it's between my clients or just alone in my living room, love to move, love to dance. And that's Colette in a nutshell.
And you really have an incredible story. Again, that's very inspiring for many people, especially women out there that, again, have been diagnosed with some form of cancer as well. Please share with the audience your personal journey that's really led you to where you are here today.
Like you said, my journey started when I found out that I had intolerance to gluten. I went into my very unique MD who really practiced more like a naturopath, thinking that I had a stomach flu for a month.
Can you very quickly share with the audience perhaps that aren't aware what that intolerance to gluten may be?
So for me, it started out as what I thought was a stomach flu. And then when we went through and did an elimination diet, we found out that I was not able to process the components that hold wheat products together. My body just couldn't tolerate pasta and breads and the things that I had loved and grew up on. So that started a journey of doing cleanses and really looking at putting into my body and how was my body reacting to it. And was what I was eating healthy? I thought I was healthy up until that moment. And from there, I still wasn't getting completely better. And I took a break and decided to go into massage school. And my second term of massage school, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, lo and behold.
Wow. When all of this actually happened, how did you feel at this point? I mean, on top of already having the issue with the gluten, how difficult of a time was this for you?
Because I think doing all the cleanses, I was already headed in the right direction. And again, you know, sometimes the universe, life, whatever puts people, places, and things in front of you at just the right time. So I had also started a job working with a group of naturopaths who specialized in environmental medicine and in treating cancer patients. And so I started this job before I was diagnosed. And from then, I was able to get introduced to a lot of different natural healing modalities. They introduced me to colonics. They introduced me to IV therapies. And then one of the doctors was pretty pivotal. After my diagnosis, she ran an immune panel on me and found out that my natural killer cells and my vitamin D was really low, and she started me on mushroom blend called Empower, and that kind of changed things for me. It made me really look at what systems weren't working in my body and how could I support those systems, rather than just focusing on I have cancer. I looked at what can make my overall health better, not just the symptom, which to me was the cancer. So I started looking at my cancer as a teacher, and that kind of, by looking at it as a teacher rather than something that I had to fight and go to war, that gave me hope, and that because that meant there wasn't going to be a winner and a loser. So no matter what, I was going to succeed. And being in massage school was a wonderful turn of events as well. So like my oncologist said, I should have been the poster going through cancer at that time, because I was always smiling and I was belly dancing through the whole thing to keep my spirits up. So I think I had a surprisingly unusual start to my cancer journey.
And many people would ask, you know, with that type of attitude, you know, who or what is your biggest influence in your life and career? What is it really that kept you going?
I would say my mother at that time. Like I said, this group of naturopaths, a great group of women, doctors. My belly dance community was amazing. My social network was amazing. Being able to go into nature and massage, all of that was some of my biggest influences for life and the driving force for my career today.
And now you're really dedicating your life to helping other people. What really led to the foundation of your practice and really becoming an eclectic healing guide?
Even before I went to massage school, as just a personal kind of hobby, I started learning Reiki to do on myself as a healing modality, self-healing modality. And so a friend of I and myself got together over tea, and we started playing around with, you know, what I had been going through, what would be a good business name. And we decided that, you know, I had so many different modalities that I was learning in school, and I just, as a person, I'm very eclectic. And I also was starting to understand no one outside of me could heal me. They could guide me. They could share their information with me, but only I could heal myself. And so that became the foundation of Eclectic Healing Guide, person that could hold space for other people.
And we do know that you're really an expert at massage therapy. Can you please share with the audience, what are some of the positive effects a massage therapy can have on the body?
I have been finding, and the longer that I massage, the more positive effects I see happening. One of the biggest ones, as we all know, that everybody seeks massage for is relaxation. it's a wonderful way to allow us to calm our nervous system. And, you know, people love having their afternoon naps on the massage table. But more than that, it allows us to realign some of the most important muscles of our body, like the diaphragm. When we can realign the diaphragm through massage, we can change the way that we walk. We can change the way that we breathe. We can change our chemistry in general. And we can our emotions in a different way. I like to say we have four bodies, and four bodies have their own tools and their own way of speaking to us. And so, again, when we connect to massage outside of the typical just going for relaxation, we can really heal ourselves. Everything that we need is inside our body if we only understand the language of our body.
And again, those are really the answers that everyone's really looking to learn, that language everyone's really looking to learn. Can you please share with the audience, what are the exact services that you do provide?
So I provide my basic style of massage, the fusion style of massage, where I incorporate the techniques that I learned through orthopedic massage. I incorporate the techniques that I learned from Thai massage. So it's very much of a rehabilitation, realignment, restructuring. I also provide cranial sacral therapy. I provide Reiki, aromatherapy, and general energetic type of techniques that I work through the chakra system.
And as far as your sessions, how exactly do you hold them with your clients? Do they come to you?
So currently, most of my clients come to my office in Raleigh Hills, Oregon, also known as Beaverton, and have in-person sessions. But a lot of my clients have been bringing in family members when they're on vacation. So I do have Australia and Denmark and Norway and across the United States in Arizona and on the East Coast. So those clients have been really asking me to do more online things so that they can still stay connected to me when they can't make it in person. So I'm starting to also offer some online things as well.
And to everyone in the audience in a few minutes, as a matter of fact, you can actually, if you can give them your web address right now, and we'll actually give them that address again once we are complete, but I would like for them to take it down right now so they can get some more information.
So the easiest way to get to me right now is through ColetteMassage.com, and that's C-O-L-E-T-T-E massage.com.
And what we have seen on your site was, again, different selections of essential oils. Can you please share with the audience some of, let's say, the positive effect of some of these essential oils? And actually, where can they go to actually place an order to get some of them?
You can go right onto my website and look under essential oils. I have a plethora of information there. You can go onto Facebook and join my group there under Team Eclectic Living. And through Team Eclectic Living, we can really discuss, you know, for you, what can essential oils do. Now, basically, essential oils, if you know the science and the components of a plant, you can understand how the essential oil is going to work. And essential oils work best through, for most of us, through smell. It helps us connect to our limbic system. It helps us move through emotions. It helps us release old emotions, old things that are keeping us stuck. And then even more than that, because plants have a chemistry similar to our own chemistry, we can support our various systems. Essential oils are great to support a respiratory system. They're great to support our skin health. They can do so many different things.
Wow, I see that there are a lot of different uses, and I guess after you have a consultation with them, you would be able to decide which oil works best for them.
Well, the way I like to do it is I really like to empower people to learn. So more than me telling them what works for them, because really it's bigger than that. It's different than someone providing a supplement or something like that, because not every essential oil works the same way for each individual. So really providing the education for them, providing them the tools, having them start to smell and see which oils really resonate with them is the best way to do the oils. So, yes, we do talk and consult and see where they're at in their understanding of the plant world and what would best benefit them.
So what I would like to know, Colette, what's your opinion, and really with your expertise and experience from really helping so many people, you know, massaging so many people, providing them with some of these oils, what do you feel are really the biggest challenges people face today in really living a healthy lifestyle?
I think some of the biggest challenges for people I've found is a lot of times they come to me looking for hope. There's so many things bombarding us in the world today, and we lose trust in the companies out there. Companies are consistently changing the ingredients, and people aren't sure what are they eating. You know, what's the best route? And so, so I try to just hold space for people and help them find hope again. I think that's one of the biggest things. If we can find hope, then we know that there's a different direction for us. And if we have somebody who can support us, be an advocate for us, for us to stop looking outside of ourselves so much, but have the confidence that we have something within us, something that we can join with to help change, then we can move outside of feeling like there is a challenge.
And what I really want you to share with the audience, and again, because they hear that there are different massage therapists and people out there, what do you feel really sets you apart from others that do offer similar services?
I think the thing that sets me apart from other therapists is I really take the time to listen to my clients. I want to know, you know, where are they starting when they come through my door? What hasn't worked? What do they already do that maybe we just need to refine a little bit? Just really getting to know them as a whole person, rather than just have them come in and I have one technique that I do and that's what you're going to get. You're going to get that same thing every time. My clients always tell me they're amazed at how every massage that they get is different from the last. And it's because of us taking the time to have a dialogue, to understand the story that they're coming with, and to look at how we want to change that story, how we want to rewrite that chapter, that book. And I think that's the biggest thing that sets me apart is my ability to listen and then match what I know how to do with what they're looking for on their path.
And how much has your life changed once you discovered all of these other things as far as massage and these natural remedies and oils. How much has that changed your life?
Oh, tremendously. Just being in massage and meeting all these different people and seeing their lives change, I think I'm constantly a student. Every client of mine teaches me something new. Being in massage, looking for new teachers, really has enriched my life with travel. I was able to go to Thailand with one of my teachers and do a study tour in Thailand. You know, if it wasn't for massage, I don't know if I would have done that in my life and have that kind of culture who really they grow up on having massage as a pivotal point of their life. And so bringing that back to try to incorporate that into my own life, whereas every day waking up and saying, you know, where am I in my body today? And where do I want to take my body today?
And so what's a personal satisfaction you get now from helping other people change their lives and change your lifestyle, live more of a healthy lifestyle? What's the happiness you get?
Well, for me, it always brings a smile to my face when somebody comes in and they say, wow, I thought I was always going to have to put up with X, Y, and Z, and I don't. I have a whole new body. Because I'm not in pain anymore, I was able to go on vacation with my husband and kindle the love that we had in the beginning of our marriage. Stories like that really makes me happy because it lets me see that by helping someone become a self-healer, it makes the world a better place. So I get the satisfaction of feeling and seeing that one person at a time, the world can change. And if the world's changing then, and there's more happy people in the world, then my life is richer and I'm happy as well.
And again, that's truly incredible. And again, to everyone out there, if you yourself or know anyone out there that, again, is living in pain and they are looking really for answers from the natural world, and again, answers that modern medicine hasn't been able to give you, please reach out to Colette. Take that step. Reach out to somebody that's actually been there that can help you get through this. Colette, well, where can people go to get more information about you or to sign up for one of your massage sessions?
So my website, ColetteMassage.com, is a great first place. You can also find me on Facebook at Eclectic Healing Guide, Colette-Eclectic Healing Guide on Facebook. You can also find me on Instagram. Each one has a little different flavor. So there's something for everybody when they come to an eclectic practitioner.
And I guess, again, with Facebook and Instagram, I guess you have many different things. I guess it's kind of like a family on there as well where people can discuss different issues.
Yes. And like I said, I do have the group. Specifically focusing on the oils, so they can find me there at Team Eclectic Heat.
So, again, to the audience out there, we're just about out of time today, but, again, we're very happy to really feature Colette today, knowing the amazing abilities she has to really help people get through these problems, again, of chronic pain being a very big problem, the big issues with medications in our country. Please reach out to Colette and have her, again, possibly change your life forever. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today on this very special segment. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And, again, please be aware that our new season will begin in mid-January. But, again, I would like to thank everyone today for joining us for this very special segment, and I would like to thank our special guest as well, Colette Chavez-Walker. Thank you very much for joining us today, Colette.
Thank you so much, Matthew. It was great to to be on.
Yes, and do you have any parting words for the audience today?
I hope everybody has a wonderful day and a great start to their week, and enjoy moving in the world.
Yes, and you have wonderful energy, and hopefully you can use that energy to help so many people from around the world. Thanks again for joining us, Colette. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.